In relation to COVID, the head of the European Medicines Agency has said that vaccines will continue to provide protection against new variants. Eimear Crook said it could take between 3 and 4 months for the EMA to approve any vaccines that are adjusted to tackle the Omicron variant. She also told the European Parliament this morning that countries with much lower rates of COVID vaccinations had higher rates of death.
So let me give you some figures. From my own country, Ireland, where vaccination rates are among the highest in Europe at 93% of the adult population, the deaths per 1 million population over the last 14 days were 15. But in two other European countries with vaccination rates of less than 50%, the equivalent death rates were over 250 per 1 million of the population. So from the data we have seen and we continue to see, the authorised vaccines remain effective and continue to save people from severe disease and from death. Even if the new variant becomes more widespread, the vaccines we have will continue to provide protection. Now, the effectiveness of these vaccines is waning over time, and it's becoming increasingly clear that people will need to extend the protection with a booster. Again, very important with the threat of the new variant.
The chief executive of the European Medicines Agency, Eimear Crook. Well, separately, the CEO of Moderna, Stefan Bancel, speaking to the Financial Times, has said COVID-19 vaccines are unlikely to be as effective against the Omicron variant of the coronavirus as they have been previously, although he did add that we need to wait for the data on all of this. It's also emerged this lunchtime that the new COVID-19 variant was present in the Netherlands earlier than previously thought. Officials there have identified in at least two test samples taken in the country between the 19th and the 23rd of November, which is before the variant was first reported by South African medical authorities. For more now, let's talk to Christine Loscher, who's Professor of Immunology at Dublin City University. A very good afternoon to you, Professor Loscher, and thank you for taking our call. Can I get your response, first of all, to what Stefan Bancel of Moderna was saying this morning about the existing vaccines unlikely to be as effective against this new variant? What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised at such a negative statement, I think, from a CEO of one of the vaccine companies that's been so important in our fight against this pandemic. And I think his comments, you know, his quote of "this is not going to be good," I don't think is appropriate at this time. I think there's an awful lot we don't know. And I think what we need to do at the moment is focus on what we actually do know. And what we do know is that despite the fact that some of the vaccines that we've been using haven't been as effective against Delta, they have been extremely effective against serious illness and death. And that's what we've been very much focused on in terms of our vaccination strategy over the last few months, when we've seen that waning immunity is having an issue. So I think that, you know, I'm not saying he's wrong. Mm-hmm. They may be less effective, but I think what we need to focus on is what we do know. And there's two things that we know are important in terms of vaccines. One is the antibody, and that's what we're all focused on at the moment, because we don't know if the antibody is going to react to the spike protein as well as it did to the other variants. But what we do know is that even if an antibody is not as good at attaching to the spike protein and preventing it from infecting, we know that if you have a lot of antibody, that it will still have a big impact. And I think that one of the things that we're doing at the moment is we're focused on boosting, which is about increasing our antibody levels. Mm. And that the science will show that boosting is giving you antibody levels 25 to 70 times higher than what we have at the moment. So I think focusing on some of the positive things, which is that even if the antibody is not as good against this variant, having a lot of antibody with our boosting program is going to have an impact.
So then, I'm just thinking, you know, people who are wondering about the effectiveness, if they're due to get their booster, how effective is it going to be? Should they be going to that appointment? You would say emphatically yes.
Absolutely, because, you know, the quantity of antibody is going to matter. And we've seen that, you know, when we made these vaccines, they were against the original strain. We've seen that with Delta, the vaccines haven't been as powerful against symptomatic infection. And we've seen that waning antibody levels has impacted on that. So one of the things that we need to do is get the antibody levels as high as possible at the moment. So even if the quality of that antibody is not as good against the variant, the fact that there's a lot of it will impact. So I really think that it's very important that we keep the acceleration of the booster program ongoing. I think that it's very important that people get their boosters. And I think we saw at the weekend, the turnout to walk in centres for boosters means that people really want to get their boosters. And I think that's a really positive thing in terms of protection. So going back to the statements that we heard, you know, from the EU about our current vaccines providing protection and the importance of boosters. That's the reason why boosters are important, because they will increase the antibody levels so high that they will impact.
And those figures that Eimear Cook cited in the European Parliament this morning in relation to death rates in countries where, and she cited Ireland as one example, where vaccination rates are among the highest in Europe in terms of death rates, much, much lower than those countries which have lower vaccination rates. Again, that would seem to give people perhaps some encouragement, even though we're hearing concerning news in relation to this new variant.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, the focus has to be on the role of the vaccine in preventing severe illness and death, because we know with the changes in the variants that, you know, preventing infection has been more difficult with these variants. And I think the numbers that we've heard just earlier in the bulletin about the death rates, I think, you know, are very important that people hear those numbers and actually see that that's the impact that the vaccine is having. And actually, if you look to other European countries where they don't have high vaccination levels, their case numbers have rocketed far in excess of ours in the last 6 weeks. So that pattern across Europe of increasing case numbers is far worse in countries where vaccination rates are lower. So our vaccine is controlling case numbers. And I think that boosting to maximise the amount of antibody that we have against any potential issues with this new variant is very, very important that we focus on that right now.
Of course, the one group that don't have vaccination available to them at this stage are the under-12s, and we have we hear now from Cabinet a decision or a recommendation in relation to mask wearing for primary school age going children, those from third class up. It's recommended they wear masks in the classroom and presumably in other indoor settings, and perhaps even other recommendations in relation to social interaction among children of that age group. Given the fact that they remain unvaccinated, is that merited?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a good move to give guidance to parents around mask wearing for children this age. I think we've avoided giving any guidance in this respect. I myself, and I'm sure many do, see when you're out and about in indoor settings, lots of children of that age wear masks in indoor settings and then don't wear masks in school because there has been no guidance around school. So in my view, the recommendations should be around giving guidance and information to parents about the benefits of mask wearing and ask them to encourage children if they can. I'm not in any way for any mandates around masking. I think that that's going to cause huge issues in school depending on how individual children react to that. But I do think where children can wear masks, and because we are in indoor settings more seasonally and they are unvaccinated, I think we should be encouraging it and making sure that parents have information about the benefits.
Very good.
I'm not as keen about, you know, strict guidelines in terms of where children can go at the moment. I think that we've let children down by getting rid of contact tracing 6 weeks ago, and we've left transmission open in schools. And I think that it's unfair now to kind of limit children in other settings when they are in school for long periods of time and they are exposed to other children for long periods of time. So I would say let parents make decisions about what they'd like to do with their children.
Very good. We leave it there. Professor Christine Losher from Dublin City University, thank you for that.